So one of the things that you've discussed before too is kind of that end time madness, because we're coming into that higher frequency wave, and you know, it makes the good gooder and the bad badder, you know, to put it simply.
Crazier.
Right. For sure. And I think that, you know, all of us pretty much on planet Earth, at least that are aware of this ascension process that we're going through, have definitely seen the crazier happen. And we've seen kind of some of that end time madness. But would you also say that you've also seen some of that consciousness renaissance that you've discussed too? So are we also seeing the positive become more positive, but maybe just getting kind of drowned out by the negative?
Well, it's a small percentage. The people that are approaching 51% service to others and are of a high vibe, very few are able to attain that right now because of this Christ consciousness energy that's coming in and is agitating all of our traumas and karma that we've kind of left in the darkest corners. I'm no different. I've gone through quite a lot of that over the last year. So relationships are being challenged. People are being pulled into their own egocentric bubbles to where they're forced by these energies and circumstances to deal with parts of their ego, their distortions, their third density hangups that they're still hanging on to. We're all being forced to deal with those. Even those of us in the spiritual community, we're not immune. We're all being pulled into these little egocentric bubbles to focus on ourselves and our traumas. So the only way out is in. So go ahead and focus. Allow yourself to be a little egocentric when it comes to dealing with karma and trauma.
I know that I can attest to that journey happening to all of us in the spiritual community. I don't think any of us are excluded from that. So that kind of brings me to that to your most recent update with the Anshar. So the Anshar recently resumed communications with you after a prolonged period of silence, and their focus on internal triggers versus outward blame and attacks. So how has this message assisted you in your personal work, and what suggestions would you give the audience in regards to applying the Anshar message to their own inner work?
Well, I felt somewhat abandoned by the Anshar. They had pulled their energy back. Part of it was because my vibration had been affected by all of the attacks. There were people that attempted to frame me for criminal activities, and it finally came out and they got exposed. But during that time, man, it was terrible. And, you know, I had very few communications with the Anshar. I had some dream type communications. And they explained to me that everything was going to be at a stalemate until I dealt with certain karmas, certain relationships, and certain distortions of my own. They said that they had to withdraw the energy of their consciousness interacting with me shields me a little bit from this end time madness stuff. They withdrew their energy, and I began to get more and more agitated, going more and more into my own little ego bubble. All of these distortions start of my own started popping up, but I didn't quite want to see them. I was having, triggering issues, and just all of these, and all of the triggering issues were just opportunities for me to see unresolved issues that I had. So I was stuck in that for a period, and then the Anshar came to me again and really helped me focus on dealing with a lot of those distortions. And of course, they're not dealt with. They are set before me, and I see them now. Before, I had put them way, way at the back in the darkest corner because those were the things I didn't want to deal with. And I just looked in front of me at everything I had dealt with and patted myself on the back. And the way my energy was, I hit a glass ceiling, and they had to back away and allow me to succumb to my own ego, to my own distortions, and to these energies that are triggering it all. So that's going to be a big part. I'm going to be doing an online course at the beginning of the year that's going to talk about breaking into fourth density, the ascension process, how to ascend in a way that's less abrasive, and talk more about the time I spent with the Anshar and what I learned about fourth density, the new consciousness that we're going into. So I'm going to take a lot of what I've experienced and put it into this online course. It's pretty interesting stuff.
That's fantastic. And I know the audience is going to be super excited to hear about that. Because again, none of us are exempt from this journey. And I mean, you're not alone in what you've been through. I know that I've been through similar. I know that some of the people we work with have been through similar. And I know that humanity is, you know, is going through it right now. So you're definitely not alone.
Everybody's going through it. Everyone. Yeah. That's why we have to try to be as compassionate as possible to others, even when they're acting like assholes. Because we don't know what they're going through. There are other stuff that are going through what we're going through to some degree. And we have to, if we really want to be service to others and respect other people's free will, then we also need to respect what they're going through. And that can be very hard because I've got a lot of jerks coming after me. And having compassion and learning to try to love those people has been one of the biggest hurdles for me vibrationally. You know, practicing what the Blue Avians had me preach on forgiveness and, letting energies go so they don't stay in the world and cause friction with these energies coming in. So it's been quite I've gone through so many metamorphoses that it's pretty crazy. And the recent one has been very beneficial.
That's great. And I know one thing that has been, was a turning point for me in my own personal experience here on this planet is understanding that we are a traumatized planet, you know, and there's everybody, whether, you know, they were in a secret space program or they've just been living their regular life, you know, in their small town, the whole planet is traumatized. That's kind of the point. So if understanding it from that point of view and perspective can really help bring out that compassion when you start to see it in that larger perspective.
The Anshar, because I was asking them, do you see us like monkeys or pets or what, you know, or far ahead? And they say no. They see us compassionately, sort of like we would see a very, very underdeveloped third world country where maybe like Haiti, when they had that huge earthquake, everyone was traumatized. Everyone had some sort of mental illness from abuse and a crazy poverty and all of the other stuff that they've gone through. And that makes them unpredictable and dangerous, people in those situations. Well, we're really no different. We're just, you know, on a slightly different scale, different. These beings have to be very careful around us because we are unpredictable. We're either going to try to worship them or kill them or, you know, we're just, they consider the most well-adjusted of us on this earth mentally ill. They see us as a mentally ill mass consciousness that they're trying to assist come out of the illness.
I mean, I can see that, you know, quite honestly, if you look at that from the bigger picture, it makes sense.
Yeah. All the megalomaniacs out there won't like that analogy, but it's true.
Well, we'll just look at it as we just gave them a little inner work to do.